Hello, I'm Papa Gnome. Yeah, that's right, a real live living gnome right here in the Greenville, Montcalm area. Stay tuned, you'll learn my story.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, my name's Dwayne, the host and producer of the Discover Montcalm podcast, and yes, I have a living gnome here. So, this is going to be interesting. I've never interviewed a gnome before. But, you know, there's a first time for everything. So, with that being said, let's get right into it. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
It's kind of a blustery day out there today, but, you know, let's get right into it. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 50, like 55 years old. Been around the block a few times, been dealt some hard times and some health issues, and it just got to it to where, you know, I had to look at life and say, hey, it is what you make it. And, you know, I wanted to make it good and fun and be happy for the rest of the time that I'm here. And, you know, I had a friend of mine call me a gnome, and it was like, you know what? I'm going to get me a gnome hat, and I'm going to make some people smile. And, okay. And that's just exactly what I did.
Well, with that being said, and I don't want to pursue or assume anything, the hat. How did that happen?
Well, I was diagnosed with actinic keratosis, which is precancerous cells of the head. And I was depressed. I was severely depressed because I was also told about I have PKD, onset of PKD, which is polycystic kidney disease, and it's hereditary. I also had a neighbor. This was during the COVID times, and she kept calling me a garden gnome. Every time I'd be outside, she'd go outside and say, hey, this is your garden gnome. And I was like, you know, she was depressed. I was depressed. And I just wanted to make somebody smile just so I would feel better. And so I says, I'm going to make me a garden gnome hat because I couldn't find one online. So I made one up and I put it on, and I seen her in Meyer's store, and she had tears in her eyes because it made her so happy. And she just, you know, came up, gave me a hug. And I was just like, wow, you know, just a simple hat. And other people come in the store, older guys, you know, young people come up and says, oh, you just made my year. Okay. I was like, by wearing a simple hat? And then, you know, come to find out almost 2 years later, I've been having procedures done on my head where they freeze the cells. And almost 2 years later, after wearing the hat, my doctor told me I was clear. So I didn't have to wear them anymore. So I was just like, wow, that must have been a blessing from God, you know, to set it up that way. And so I just, you know, been wearing them ever since. And I just got a checked 4 days ago. 2 days before Christmas, actually, on the 23rd, and I had two little spots that needed a procedure.
Okay.
And that was right at the edge of the hat. And I was just like, you know, that was a blessing from God. So it keeps me aware of my health and stuff like that. And so, and the happiness that it comes from, you know, just strangers. I will walk around the corner and a stranger will come by, see me, and they'll do a jump and they'll just start laughing. They'll like, oh my God, you just made my day.
I know that I just learned of you within this past year. Kara from M106.3 was talking about you, and I'm like, what? Who's this Papa Gnome? And she says, check him out on Facebook. So I did. This is not your only outfit.
Oh, no.
No, and I started looking at it, and it seems like you kind of have an outfit for every occasion.
I got probably an outfit for every day of the year without repeating the outfit.
Okay.
So, I mean, it will be probably the same pairs of pants with a different shirt, or different shirt with a different pair of pants. And I have over 200 hats.
Okay.
That I made. And I'm still making them today. Today I'm making a yellow flannel hat and a purple flannel hat, because I got a yellow flannel shirt and a purple flannel shirt. So I need a hat to go with them.
Now, I understand, you know, you do this. It definitely draws attention.
Yes.
No matter where you go, it draws attention, which is something that kind of helped bring you out of depression.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yes,
it brought you out of depression, and you saw that it brought joy.
Yes.
But I also understand, and I guess I want to confirm this, that you also have a giving heart, that you do things that you donate some money back. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Can you explain a little of that?
The Discover Montcalm podcast is brought to you by WGLM, 106.3 FM, Business Growth Engine, West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, and DW Video.
During Christmas, I donate my time as Santa Claus to, like, the Hearts of Ionia, to daycares, to AFC homes and stuff like that. I've been the Truefront Santa for 4 years now. I also get paid for Facebook, for the content that I post. That money, I donated it this year to IM Third Kids Meals and to Cannonsville Critters. Just because that money is, I don't feel like I earn it. I feel like my community, the people who support me, earn that money. So I like to give that money back to the community. My wife is a nurse, so she's always helping people out. It makes me feel better when I give instead of receiving. As a kid, you know, Christmas is always like, yeah, what am I going to get? Well, when you learn what Christmas really is, it's all about giving.
Right.
And it just isn't one day a year. It's every day of the year. And it just makes you have a better life when you see other people happy, smiling, and knowing that you had a part in that.
Oh, it sure does. It sure does. What, you know, you make these outfits. What inspires you when you look at the outfits? I mean, because you can only wear, one a day?
Right.
What inspires you when you look at these and you can't wear them? I mean, I don't know where I'm going with this question, but you get these and... Are you looking at special occasions? What type of things are you doing?
It's a lot of things that like I'll be just out at the store and I'll see a shirt, and it's like I want that outfit, and I will make a hat, and I will find something that goes with that shirt. I'll have an outfit where I'll only wear it one day a year, and when it's like an occasion that you're at somewhere, and it's like what is it? Pico de Gallo. I got a shirt that an outfit that I wear just for that one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Mexican or anything like that, but I see the colors and it's like, wow, I want to wear one of that. I want to pay tribute to that, and that's what I do. And sometimes I'll get a inspiration from a young kid or from an older person, and I'll just, go with that. I have haters out there also. And which one of them called me a jester. So it's like, now I want to make a jester outfit.
Sure.
Just to wear that because, somebody called me that. So it's like, I just take the negative and try to make it into a positive.
Okay.
And
well, I sometimes look at things and we all have our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And, whether it's right or wrong, it's everybody's opinion that, embrace the positive,
right?
And just take it in. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but you do this on a daily basis. What is something in the future that are you coming up with any ideas for the future that you might want to maybe take this to another level that you may bring us in on a secret or something?
Well, as a kid, I went without eating many times, and I'd like to do something for the children of the world, growing up. And I'd like to get a food program going or something like that, or maybe a 501c program going. I have talked to a friend of mine who runs one. It's just that I'm so busy right now, and I'm still trying to figure out, who I am and what I want to do. But I have that problem.
What do I want to be when I grow up?
Right. So, but yeah, I would like to do more on the giving to people who need things.
Okay.
And my heart really falls on feeding the young people out there, because there's so many people out there that go without food and young kids that don't eat every day. And you know, that goes on their learning. I mean, if kids are hungry and starving, they're not really learning the best.
Right.
You know, and if we fix the problem of feeding the kids, maybe we'll have a smarter, more intelligent world going further.
Sure. And I'm sure that, you know, if somebody's listening to this, you know, maybe it's not starting something new. It's collaborating with other people that are doing things right now.
Yes.
And, you know, why not collaborate and make things stronger? And, you know, if it's a matter of, you know, teaming up with two or three different people to make things better, you know, who knows what tomorrow will bring.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's the fun part. What is the craziest thing that you've been involved with to date?
Oh, man, that's kind of hard to, with just wearing my tie-dye outfits, you know, I wore them down to Grand Haven when the Coast Guard Festival was going on, and that just got a lot of comments, a lot of looks, you know, and people are just like, wow, this guy's like really colorful, you know, mm-hmm. But other than that, it's teaming up with the Grinch. I got Dennis Marsh. He plays the Grinch, and we just get together. We went to Meijer one time, and we had the Greenville police wait for us at the other end, and they arrested the Grinch after we ran through the store, you know, doing some shenanigans and stuff like that. And that was just all improv. We didn't even think about it. We just said, "Hey, let's go to Meijer's and you know, run through Meijer's." And we called a couple other people up, and we had it all set up, and we just went there and did it.
It puts smiles on people's faces.
It does.
It puts smiles on people's faces. Well, I know I asked you to come in to learn a little bit more about you. Is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with? You know, because I think that your story is never ending. It's something that it started off with something sad.
Mm-hmm.
You've made it happy. But is there something that you'd like to leave us with before we sign off?
You know, just be nice to people out there. I mean, if you have something to say and it's negative, just keep it to yourself. Go into a room and just say it out loud to where you're the only one that can hear it. Because the world has enough negativity in it. It just needs more positive. And if we want to make this world a better place to live in, we need people that are going to be positive. And, you know, just try to help everybody out. If you can do something for somebody, just do it for them. I mean, you don't have to get recognition. You don't need to put it on Facebook. You don't need to videotape it. You know, just do something nice for somebody else, and it will make you feel better, and it will give you a better life and a better understanding.
On that note, stay positive. Keep up on the Discover.com podcast. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can catch us on Pandora, Apple Podcast, and iHeart, or go to discover.compodcast.com. Follow us, like us, share us. If you have a story out there, get with me at 231-250-9624. My name's Dwayne, the host and producer. Thank you for watching. And again, be positive and remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624. 9624.